ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: والله لدنياكم هذه أهون في عيني من عراق خنزير في يد مجزوم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "By Allah, this world of yours is more lowly in my view than the leftover bone of a pig in the hand of a leper."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that he is the father of many, many Islamic sciences, and that his words and his statements as attested by Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, as well as Sunni and Shia scholars, has been attested to be statements and words that are greater than what a normal human being could say. Now, as far as being the father of Islamic sciences, of course, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam, again attested by both Shia and Sunni scholars, as well as attested by Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, such as, for example, George Jordak or Professor Madelong or Professor Lalani and Professor Henry Corbin, amongst all of the non-Muslim scholars. They have attested that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the father of the science of Islamic theology, of Islamic philosophy, of Islamic values that can be implemented in our practical lives, the father of Islamic governance, of Islamic jurisprudence, of Islamic social and economic justice. He was the father of Islamic monotheism, tawhid, Islamic mysticism, irfan, Arabic grammar, and a whole host of other sciences. Truly, the statements of Imam Ali in each and every one of these segments which I have listed are thought-provoking and relative even to today's time. And so, dear friends, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly the father of all these various Islamic sciences. But is this really surprising to us when we know that Imam Ali alayhi salam, since he was a very young child, almost an infant, you could say, he was taken up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam Ali was raised by the Holy Prophet himself. He was taught by the Holy Prophet himself. He was nurtured and educated by the Holy Prophet himself. It was like as if the seal of prophethood was nurturing, educating, molding, creating the first imam in the imamat of the Ahlul Bayt. And truly, dear friends, we can say that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the most perfect student and the most perfect living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. A beautiful and profound lesson given to us by Imam Ali alayhi salam, that truly he is the father of Islamic sciences. And if we want to reach the depths and we want to reach pure Islamic sciences, we must turn towards the father of Islamic sciences, Imam Ali, the adopted son of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali, the most perfect miracle of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali. Truly a universal persona, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وأسألك الأمان يوم يعض الظالم على يدي يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger.
وأسألك الأمان يوم يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks. So they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Look at people ask about imamat. He says this imamat is so important. Wilayah of Ali ibn Abi Talib is so important. How come Allah did not mention this in the Quran? You'll find there's a logic behind it. That if Allah were to mention Imam Ali's name, naturally you and I will not give the importance to Rasulullah the way he deserves it. Because if the name is mentioned, then the later person who succeeds after the messenger will become more important to you and I. And Allah says that's not the design. The design is Rasulullah. You will get all your rules and who the successor is from the Prophet. If you go anything further, you will negate your center axis. And the center axis is Rasulullah. That's why Allah doesn't mention his name. Now people might say, but isn't this an important subject? I mean, let's face it, it's very, very important. The fact that Imamat and Khilafah would have solved a lot of these problems in the world, that Karbala would not probably have taken place, and Imam Ali alayhi salam probably would not have been having this kind of a problem. Let me ask you, in Islam, what is one of the pillars in Islam? Is it not Salah? Salah, prayer. Imam Hussein alayhi salam loses half his army in the battle of Karbala. In the middle of the battle, he loses half his army by doing Salatul Khawf. You might say, why? You've got such 72 warriors. Why not save it and fight these enemies and lodge them to hell? Why would you lose half your army? The Imam says, what are we fighting for? This Muawiyah and his group, they want to stop Salah. They want to kill Salah. They want to infiltrate the wrong religion. We are there to protect it. We came for Salah, not for our power and for our authority. We came to protect Salah. They say every messenger, a Jew comes and asks around, he says, who's the one who saw and witnessed the last death? The last death of your messenger. People pointed to Imam Ali, says this man. They come to Imam Ali and he's asking, did you witness his death? He said, yes. He says, what was the last sentence he uttered before he died? And Imam Ali said, As-salah, as-salah. And the Jew says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasul.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.